When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're damn right. How do we follow that?
I guess.
We'll do our best over the next 4 hours in the loop. Sports Radio 610. You heard it, man. You got John Lopez. You got Figgy Fig. You have myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you. And the postseason starts now. Let us know what you think when it comes to these Astros facing off against the Tigers. That'll be get going at 1:32 exactly.
32. Don't forget the two.
Don't forget the extra 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you will be sorely disappointed tuning in at 1:30 that there has not been a pitch thrown. But yeah, let us know what you're thinking. The YouTube's going. The Twitch is going. Those are both available to you. YouTube is Sports Radio 610. Twitch is 610 Houston. And of course, the text line always available to you. 713-572-4610. Lopez has his hands in the air like a good schoolboy. And so I will call on him. Lopez, what do you got for me?
Chandler Rome, 39 seconds ago. Justin Verlander did not make the Astros wild card series roster.
Okay, so we have some news.
Bless his heart.
Is it possible that we may have seen the final efforts of Justin Verlander for these Astros? That's another thing that comes up. But like with all of this, there's various things. We got a postseason roster being unveiled. We got the lineup for this game, as Sean Pendergast gave to you just minutes ago. We'll circle back to that again. But first of all, like, I just want to say that I'm doubling down. And honestly, now with the lineup that we have, and knowing that Yordan Alvarez will DH, hit second for your Astros, which obviously means he is available for postseason play and will probably do that all the way through. I'm tripling down, in fact, on my lack of fear for the Tigers in this series.
I want to hear more because I think this is going to be a terrific series. I think today's game is clearly pivotal, and I'm not going to say, if you lose, you're out, but just a pivotal
game. It's a must win.
How I feel about
some
that.
Baseball game. Honestly, the whole postseason determined by the game that happens at 1:32.
I don't know about that.
Really?
That's in the same neighborhood as it is what it is when people say must win and there are more games to be played.
Mm-hmm.
But enormous factor in this series is Yordan being on the roster and in the lineup. They said it was 50-50 yesterday, so that's big. No Verlander, not entirely unexpected.
You're right.
By any stretch. But today, lefty versus lefty. And if you want to get into like the weeds a little bit, I do find it interesting that they go lefty-lefty at the number 2 and 3 spots against a really good left-handed pitcher.
Yeah, but that's going to be tough. It is going to be tough.
Now, Yordan hits him okay.
Yeah.
Actually, Kyle Tucker hits him good too, but still lefty-lefty.
But yeah, Tarek Skubal is the man. Mm-hmm. That is the man that they are throwing out there for the Tigers. In fact, that's the only real starter that you're going to see. They're going to probably go with what A.J. Hinch has described as chaos.
Yeah.
After you get Tarek Skubal today. But Skubal, best ERA in the AL. But, the Tigers come in and they're hot, right? Like, that is the way that they made their run into the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
It's been mentioned multiple times that this was a seller at the deadline. And somehow, that they have gotten themselves here. But even just looking at September, right, this month in which they were hot in order to get themselves to this place, the Tigers, while fourth in ERA, like that pitching is great. The bullpen is indeed great. Second in whip. So don't expect them to give you bases, right? All of those things. They don't strike out guys a whole bunch, right? 26th in strikeouts in September. And then also offensively, there's just the numbers are not in such a place where I am afraid of them. If you're looking at, the pitching is going to be real tough.
Mm-hmm.
This Astros team and a lineup, particularly with Yordan Alvarez, who, as you mentioned, right, he hits pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Right? He is an equal opportunity masher, right? Whatever you throw, whoever you throw, whichever side of the rubber you are throwing for, he has some for you with that bat and in a big way. I think that this lines up well against the Houston Astros team that offensively can do some for you, and you have your own lefty going in Framber Valdez, who will take a like large advantage of a Tigers lineup that doesn't scare you. They got two guys, one of whom is Riley Green. Both of their guys are lefties, like when it comes to at the plate. And they kind of have a tough time against lefties. Well, you got a lefty of your own, a Fromber, going today. And so I think that that gives you an opportunity to neutralize some of the effect. And I say that, I don't say that lightly. Like, Fromber Valdez had the third best ERA in the AL this season, right? I think that Tarik Skubal, a fantastic pitching prospect, but I think if you put all of those things together, I think that it allows you to neutralize some of the effect of having a bona fide ace on the other side going against you. And ultimately, if you're neutralizing this and you just go Astros, Tigers without any level of like multiplier on one side, I'm going Astros.
I'm going Astros. I just feel like this is going to be a fun game today, and it's going to be a very important game. And I think what you said about the offense, obviously we've seen this offense do things, you know, against aces multiple times. So you're right.
They did against Skubal last time.
Yeah, they did. The Astros, I think, won 2 out of 3 in both series against the Tigers this year, including a win over Skubal. But here's where it gets interesting for me, because as clutch as Fromber has been in the postseason, and he has been, he's had 12 starts in the postseason, 3.8 ERA. He's had his bad moments, but he's been good. This is the first time that he is the unquestioned named ace. They've never gone into a postseason with Fromber Valdez as he's our ace.
Yeah.
And Figgy, how many times we've been asking over the last couple of years, is he an ace? And I've said, if you're still asking after two years, then he's probably not. But you know what? This is a day when he can change that narrative. He's acted like an ace before, but he's never been. That's our guy. That's our game one. And he's going against their guy. And let's see what he does. That Fromber is as big a part of the story as anybody on offense. Right.
Absolutely.
Now.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to have to hold up his end of the bargain here, clearly, right? Yeah. It has to be a solid outing from him. You expect a solid outing the other side. And especially knowing the arms that they have all the way through this, right? Mm-hmm. Not just with the starter, but then knowing that they're going to bring some good arms out of the pen.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough. So he definitely has to produce, but he's more than capable of doing that. And while he has not had that title and necessarily the fullness of that responsibility, he's shown you the capability of handling that more often than I think capable of handling it, in fact. All right, so we do have the fullness of the lineup here. One of the interesting things that pops up is that Chaz McCormick is indeed one of your outfielders in the course of this. Obviously, Yordan is one of those guys, but I think he DHs the whole time. And so the other four outfielders, clearly Jake Myers, Kyle Tucker, Chaz McCormick, and Jason Hayward. And I did find it interesting that we're getting Mauricio Dubon in left field today. I thought, like, in my mind, and maybe this was just a little bit of recency bias, maybe a lot of bit of recency bias, in fact, seeing Jason Hayward handle that left field spot pretty nicely, especially in the absence of Yordan late, started getting me to this place where I was like, hey, maybe Jason Hayward is that guy that you lean on, especially with experience being one of those words that pops up in postseason play. I was like, maybe Jason Hayward gets that opportunity, and I think that he will factor in. Don't get me wrong. But Mauricio Dubon, again, being the guy that this team leans on and feels confident in, he'll step in left field, and he'll utilize his bat as well.
I think they love what Hayward has done, but they trust Dubon more.
Yeah, that's probably the word.
And the trust is there. The other thing that's interesting about the roster, which has just been released, they're carrying 15 position players and 11 pitchers on the wild card roster. And, of course, that is a product of Yordan Alvarez. He will not do anything but DH. I promise you that. He will not slide unless absolutely necessary. I can promise you that. And so it gives Espada some room, some wiggle room to manipulate some of the guys in situational baseball settings. And so, they're carrying, I think, one more position player than I would have expected, but that's a product of basically Yordan. And one more thing on Fromber that I meant to say earlier, and I think it's as key as anything. One of the other things that every Astros fan knows is a part of the Fromber experience is how is he going to be mentally in a given game. He's had moments where the pressure seems to kind of get to him and he gets rattled. And so now that he's the named ace and he's the game one starter, how is that going to play out? Is he going to be postseason Fromber that really has been tough and has been largely, you know, a big success? Or are we going to see hints of that? And frankly, Reggie, I think we're going to know in the first three innings. because sure. because not only if he gives up runs and such, but fly balls versus ground outs. He is a ground ball pitcher. And when he gets rattled and he gets a little bit off his game, he tends to get the ball up a little bit. And there's fly ball outs or long fly balls, heaven forbid, et cetera. But we're going to find out, is Fromber in the mental space that he needs to be?
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, I mean, Joe Espada in his availability yesterday talked about that specific thing, Fromber and his mentals.
Huge. I've been here since the first day he got to the big leagues. Maturity. He knows his role. I think he knows that there's also a lot of, you know, guys in there that look up to him. So be more of a role model that's a leader on the mound. And he's done that. I think he also knows what to expect. When he has the ball in big game, how he's the ability to set the tone, and the way he goes about it has a lot to do with our performance for the next game. You know, if he can take us deep in the game, he takes pride on that. I seen this young kid that got up here to the big leagues a long time ago, really mature both personally and on the mound.
Let's hope. That's as big a part of today's game as anything. Are we going to see that Fromber?
Yeah, and that's the level of belief that they clearly have in him. So being your first guy up, right? He is the first guy on the rubber for the Astros when they step into the postseason, which will get going at 1:32 today during the course of our show. I'm so excited to have baseball on, and postseason baseball, there's not much like it, so I'm excited for that. But within the course of that, right, and looking at the roster as we now see it, do you see some names that could, if for you, exist as, and you know we have to do it as postseason, X factors,
right? Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I've got some X factors for you, man. You want X factors? I got X factors. And not all of them necessarily are on in the roster, but obviously Yusei Kikuchi to me, and for the Tigers, how do you say Yusei Kikuchi in Spanish? Keeter Montero.
I was like, where are we going here? Because I don't understand if there's a translation to a name like this.
Because Montero, by the way, you mentioned that, what did AJ Hinch say? It was chaos after that?
Yeah.
I think his nose is growing. I think he's going to pitch Montero in game two and try to get a good solid 5-6 innings out of him. Montero has been to the Tigers exactly what Kikuchi has been to the Astros. He came in July. He's 24. You know, they didn't know what to expect. Had a good run in AAA, which got him the call up way back. And then all of a sudden, he's 4-1 with a 3.8 ERA since August 11th. Like, he has been their Kikuchi. So I think he's going to start game two. We'll probably hear about it here in a little bit, because I think AJ Hinch was playing a little game there. Now if he doesn't go 5 or 6, I think then all of a sudden it will be chaos for the Tigers bullpen, but it's been very good. But I think Yusei Kikuchi and Keeter Montero for the Tigers.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I'm inclined to take them at their word in that regard because of how strong their pen is. But no, I think that's fair. Like, if you can get as decent of an outing as you, like, he might go in with the idea of he is a opener, but if he gets in there and he gets rolling, that's a good thing.
He's had 3 shutouts since August 11th. Like, shutout outings.
Yeah, good.
Like,
no, that's good
pulled
form.
Pulled in the 6th inning or whatever.
No, that's good. That's good form to be going with into this. But for your Astros, it feels like it's going to be the big dogs that make things happen. I think that Dubon already, that's the easy answer for X factor, and he's already showing like why he's useful, and it's nothing that's novel if you followed the Astros even remotely. It's because he's so damn versatile, and he steps in and he does anything you need him to at a sufficient level, if not better, right? Like, one of the things that comes up is Going and looking at Jason Hayward's stats, and by the way, before I even give you the stats, stat head or whatever is gonna have to see me, because why can't I see the splits?
Yeah,
on Baseball Reference. Why? Mm-hmm. Why can't I? Right? Like this is an incredibly robust statistics repository, and yet and still, if I want to see if somebody did better against lefties versus righties, they're like, nah, you got to pay for that. Yeah. Absolutely not. I will not do such a thing. But Jason Hayward against lefties.
I like that one.
Against lefties, I guess over the course of the season, I do need to break down those splits further and see what it's been like in the more recent past here. But sub 200 batting average. And so I get it, right? Even though Dubon, I think, is like 240, that's significantly better in that instance. But yeah, the idea that Dubon can step in with his bat, but then also defensively, you don't feel a drop off. I think that matters a good amount.
And then my other X factor is the most obvious one, but it's a big one, and that's AJ Hinch. AJ Hinch has been in so many postseason scenarios. He talked about that yesterday too, trying to compliment Joe Espada, but in the course of that, did say, boy, it's a whole different world. You know, it's a whole different world when you get in the postseason. And AJ Hinch knows this squad so well. He knows some of the holes in the approaches of Altuve and Bregman, even. He knows where the defensive liabilities are, where the soft outs are, how the Astros generally make every approach to the game. AJ Hinch, you know, I don't see how anybody can say anything else, but he is the biggest X factor in this series.
Well, I was about to go with the other manager, right? Like, it's again, another potential cop-out when we start talking about, well, the manager's going to affect this. But
yeah.
Joe Espada is coming in, and this is his first postseason. In fact, he talked about that yesterday.
So, you know, talk about, you know, tomorrow's going to be an emotional day for everyone, you know, and you asked me personally for my personal as a manager, first year manager postseason, and it will be. But for me, it's more about, you know, faith in God, faith in my group, players. I will lean on the players. I'll lean on the coaches just the same way I've done all season. And, you know, this team is going to be ready to play. I'm going to be ready to do my job. And this is a team that when postseason comes around, they know what it takes to win. So that helps me sleep at night.
I'm super interested in what role Espada plays in this, because he has not been without criticism, right? Like that,
yeah.
And he's gotten some level of credit after the Astros officially, you know, clinched the AL West division championship. But I know some people are still a little skeptical of those situations. And he mentioned the emotions on top of that can complicate things. Seems like I'm going to lean on the people that have been here, which is the players and the coaches around me. But it'll be interesting to see when those big moments come up where you as a manager have to make a decision that ultimately has a chance to swing things, how steady he is and what the decisions are that he makes. And we're all going to play the results. We know this about this, but I'm very intrigued to see how he handles those moments, because that's going to matter.
And I think it's going to matter in such a way that even today, you know, in every game, but even today, there are things that you can, you know, depending on how it goes and how his defensive replacements go, that he's going to be asked about and maybe questioned about. I mean, Chaz McCormick made this roster.
Yeah. Chaz McCormick, who they sent down to Sugarland
yes.
not too long ago to get himself back right.
Yeah. And you mentioned Hayward. I mean, I think they trust Dubon more. Hayward has been hot. Like, there are already things that you can see even before they throw the first pitch where you're like, all right, that's got to be a big Espada call right there. Let's see how it plays out.
Yeah. So, look, 132, we get into the fullness of postseason baseball, where Astros take on Tigers at Minute Maid Park. It is Framber Valdez. It is Tarek Skubal. It is going to be a delight to get going, and I can't wait, man. Playoff baseball.
It's the best.
It really is the best. We're off and running in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, on a Texans Ticket Tuesday, mind you, I should get into
that. Oh, yeah.
I think I might have softened my big picture stance with the Texans after D'Amico talked yesterday. I'll tell you why next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.